42 years ago, Jim Gaylord was fired from his teaching job at Tacoma's Wilson High School. The school district said known homosexuals had no place in the classroom. Gaylord appealed his case to the state Supreme Court, but he lost that appeal. This Sunday, the Tacoma School District will try to right that wrong. It will offer a formal apology to Jim Gaylord. The move was initiated by leaders at OASIS, a center for gay youth in Tacoma. They got the idea after teens interviewed Gaylord about his experiences. OASIS Executive Director Seth Kirby says the school district was on board.
The idea of asking the school to apologize is something that many people have thought about over the years, and now's the time to do that. So we came up with a plan, and I talked with the school board president and another person who we work with closely in the school district, and they talked through their process internally and got back to me and said, yes, we'll do it.
That's Tacoma's OASIS Executive Director Seth Kirby. Jim Gaylord says he's proud of his status as a gay leader, but he never intended to come out as gay back in 1972.
An adult friend of mine who was gay met a student who went to the senior high school where I taught, and rather indiscreetly, I think, told him I was gay and advised to go have a talk with me. And we did talk, although I remember everything as being totally inconsequential, and probably not touching on gay issues at all. But in any case, the kid was apparently very unhappy or very concerned about his sexual orientation, and he tried to commit suicide. And he wound up in the hospital. He was interviewed by the police, and they apparently made some remark like, oh, okay, well, I guess you won't be going back to school, will you? And I guess his reaction was something like, well, that's hardly fair. There's a gay teacher there. And a few weeks later, they notified me that they intended to fire me for the immorality of being a publicly known homosexual.
Was that officially what they wrote?
Yeah. Remember, this is a long time ago, but that's pretty close to the actual language.
Jim, you appealed to the school district. You took this all the way up to the state Supreme Court, which upheld that dismissal in 1977, and they used that term immoral again. What did it feel like to have the highest court in the state refer to you as an immoral person?
At the time, I made the best of it and joked with my friends that I'd been declared officially immoral. It was something that not very many people could claim.
I guess not. Distinction.
But, you know, they relied on the Catholic Encyclopedia as proof that I was immoral. All sorts of strange things that got them to where they wanted to be, I think.
I'm speaking with former Tacoma high school teacher Jim Gaylord. He was fired in 1972 for not just being immoral, for being gay. The district now has a non-discrimination policy and equity policy for both teachers and students. What else do you think should be done?
Well, from what I have gathered, the school district is doing a good deal. The city adopted a non-discrimination ordinance a number of years back, and at that time, the school district said, although technically it doesn't apply to us, we're going to follow it. Hmm. I've seen a lot of change in the city and the school district and general attitudes here in Tacoma over the years. It's a city that's been considerably more conservative than Seattle.
You never taught again after the Tacoma school district fired you, is that right?
That is right.
What did it mean to you to give up that teaching career?
Well, I certainly missed working with students, but I'd always found teaching to be pretty stressful. And the jobs I've had since then have been considerably less stressful and therefore considerably more enjoyable.
What kind of work have you been doing?
Well, after I was fired, the teachers union I belong to, the Tacoma Federation of Teachers, created a job for me as office manager.
You didn't find out about this request for an apology until about a week or so ago. What does it mean to have an official apology from the Tacoma School District.
Well, it'll certainly help put away some of the old, I don't know what to call it, pain of those years. It was not a pleasant time.
How do you imagine you're going to feel on Sunday when you get that official? I don't know how they give an official apology. I suppose just a handshake?
Well, I'll feel a bit uncomfortable being a center of attention, but I think that will probably not be for more than a couple of minutes. And then I guess I'll be able to go back to trying to be private like I always tried to be anyway.
Well, Jim Gaylord, I suppose the correct word is congratulations after 42 years to be officially apologized to.
Yeah, if I could only get the state Supreme Court to undeclare me officially immoral.
Yeah. That's former teacher Jim Gaylord. He was fired from the Tacoma Wilson High School in 1972 because he's gay. The Tacoma School Board will apologize formally on Sunday.